Who was Solomon and why did he fall? The man that had 1,000 wives and concubines. Solomon, the third king of Israel and the son of King David, is one of the most intriguing and complex figures in the Bible. Renowned for his wisdom, wealth, and power, Solomon's reign marked the golden age of ancient Israel. Yet despite his illustrious beginning and the divine favor he received, his life ended in spiritual tragedy. Solomon's fall from grace serves as a powerful lesson on the dangers of pride, indulgence, and the consequences of disobedience to God. The story of Solomon is one of contrasts wisdom and foolishness, devotion and apostasy, prosperity and judgment. To understand why Solomon fell, it's important to examine the key stages of his life, starting with his wisdom and devotion to God, the legacy of his writings, the influence of his many foreign wives, and ultimately, the divine judgment that led to the decline of his kingdom. 1. King Solomon's wisdom and devotion. King Solomon's reign began with an extraordinary act of devotion to God, one that set the tone for what would initially be a period of unparalleled peace and prosperity for Israel. After succeeding his father, King David, Solomon immediately demonstrated his love for the Lord by offering 1,000 burnt offerings on the altar at Gibeon. This act of worship was more than a ritual. It was an expression of his deep desire to honor God and seek his favor as the new king. Solomon's devotion was soon rewarded. In a dream, God appeared to Solomon and gave him a unique opportunity to ask for anything he desired. Instead of asking for wealth, power, or long life, things any king might covet, Solomon asked for something far more noble: wisdom. He requested a discerning heart to govern the people of Israel justly and to be able to distinguish between right and wrong. This request pleased God greatly. It revealed Solomon's deep understanding of his responsibility as a leader and his humility before God. In response, God not only granted Solomon unparalleled wisdom, but also blessed him with wealth and honor, promising that no king would be his equal during his lifetime. Additionally, God promised Solomon a long life if he remained obedient to his commandments and decrees. This pivotal moment set Solomon apart from other rulers. He became known throughout the world for his wisdom, which was divinely inspired and unmatched by anyone before or after him. Solomon's wisdom became the foundation of his rule, and under his leadership, Israel experienced peace and prosperity. His understanding of human nature, justice, and governance was so profound that kings and queens from distant lands sought his counsel. His love for God and his desire to lead Israel in righteousness earned him a place of high regard in biblical history. However, Solomon's wisdom was not just a tool for governance. It also had a deeply spiritual dimension. His request for wisdom was a reflection of his early devotion to God, a devotion that mirrored his father David's own heart for the Lord. But as we shall see, Solomon's initial devotion and humility would eventually be overshadowed by other influences that led to his spiritual downfall. 2. Solomon's writings and wisdom. One of Solomon's most enduring legacies is his contribution to biblical literature. His writings, which include the books of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon, are among the most profound and reflective texts in the Bible. These works offer timeless wisdom on a wide range of subjects, from the nature of life and death to love, justice, and the fear of God. The book of Proverbs is perhaps the most famous of Solomon's writings. It is a collection of wise sayings and instructions on how to live a godly and righteous life. Proverbs emphasizes the importance of wisdom, discipline, and moral living, offering practical advice for everyday situations. For instance, Proverbs 1:7 famously declares, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." This central theme that true wisdom begins with reverence for God reflects Solomon's understanding of the divine source of his wisdom. The book of Ecclesiastes, on the other hand, is more introspective and philosophical. In it, Solomon reflects on the meaning of life, exploring themes of vanity, the passage of time, and the inevitability of death. Ecclesiastes 1:2 states, "Meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless." This phrase captures the central message of the book, that life without God is ultimately futile. Despite his wealth, power, and knowledge, Solomon concludes that everything under the sun is temporary and fleeting, and that true fulfillment can only be found in a relationship with God. The Song of Solomon, also known as the Song of Songs, is a celebration of love and marriage. This poetic book describes the beauty of romantic love and the deep bond between a bride and groom. Many scholars also interpret the Song of Solomon as an allegory for the love between God and his people, reflecting the intimate relationship that God desires with his followers. These writings reveal the depth of Solomon's wisdom and his understanding of both the human condition and the divine. They have been studied and cherished by generations of believers for their insights into life, love, and faith. The wisdom contained in these books is timeless, and their influence extends far beyond Solomon's reign. Solomon's reputation for wisdom spread far and wide, attracting the attention of rulers from distant lands. The most famous of these was the Queen of Sheba, who traveled to Jerusalem to test Solomon with hard questions. The Bible records that Solomon answered all of her questions with ease, leaving the queen in awe of his wisdom, his wealth, and the splendor of his court. She praised Solomon and acknowledged that his wisdom and prosperity were even greater than what she had heard. Solomon's wisdom, therefore, was not only a gift from God, but also a means of glorifying God. It drew people to Jerusalem, where they could witness the blessings of the God of Israel firsthand. Yet despite the greatness of his wisdom and the impact of his writings, Solomon's later actions would reveal a growing disconnection from the very principles he espoused in his Proverbs and Reflections. 3. Solomon's foreign wives. As Solomon's reign progressed, his life began to take a darker turn, primarily due to his relationships with foreign women. Despite being blessed with extraordinary wisdom, Solomon allowed his personal desires to override God's commandments, which ultimately led to his downfall. The Bible records that Solomon had 700 wives of royal birth and 300 concubines, many of whom were foreign women from nations like Moab, Ammon, Edom, Sidon, and the Hittites. This was not merely a matter of Solomon indulging in polygamy. It was a direct violation of God's commandments. In Deuteronomy 7:3-4, God had explicitly warned the Israelites not to intermarry with people from these nations because they would lead his people astray and cause them to worship other gods. Despite this clear instruction, Solomon held fast to them in love. 1 Kings 11:2. His love for these foreign women became his spiritual Achilles heel, as they gradually influenced him to turn away from the worship of the one true God. As Solomon grew older, his foreign wives persuaded him to build high places and altars for their gods, such as Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Molech, the god of the Ammonites. These were not just foreign gods, but detestable idols associated with practices like child sacrifice. Solomon, who had once built the magnificent temple of the Lord in Jerusalem, now erected altars for pagan deities on the hills surrounding the city. This shift in Solomon's heart was a profound tragedy. The king, who had once been so devoted to God that he asked for wisdom to lead Israel righteously, was now leading his people into idolatry. His actions were a stark departure from the faithfulness of his father, David, whose heart had remained loyal to God throughout his life. Solomon's alliances with foreign nations, sealed through these marriages, may have brought political benefits, but they came at the cost of his spiritual integrity. The Bible describes Solomon's heart as not fully devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father had been. 1 Kings 11:4. This partial devotion is what ultimately led to his downfall. Solomon's wisdom, which had once been his greatest strength, could not save him from the consequences of his disobedience. Despite knowing better, he allowed his desires to lead him astray, and this disobedience would have far-reaching consequences for his kingdom. 4. God's judgment on Solomon. Solomon's idolatry and disobedience did not go unnoticed by God. The Bible tells us that God became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord. Despite appearing to Solomon twice and warning him against following other gods, Solomon did not repent or change his ways. As a result, God pronounced judgment on Solomon and his kingdom. God declared that he would tear the kingdom away from Solomon's descendants as a consequence of his disobedience. However, out of respect for David, God promised not to do this during Solomon's lifetime. Instead, the kingdom would be divided after Solomon's death. God also promised to leave one tribe, Judah, in the hands of Solomon's descendants, for the sake of David and the city of Jerusalem, which God had chosen as his dwelling place. This judgment marked the beginning of the end for the United Kingdom of Israel. Solomon's reign, which had started with such promise, was now marred by the looming threat of division and strife. The consequences of his actions would not be felt immediately, but they would manifest after his death when the kingdom would be split in two, leading to a long period of conflict and instability. Solomon's disobedience set in motion a chain of events that would eventually lead to the downfall of the United Monarchy, which had been the dream of his father David. God's judgment on Solomon was not just a punishment for his personal sins, but a reflection of the broader consequences of a leader's failure to remain faithful to God. As the king of Israel, Solomon was supposed to lead by example, upholding the laws and commandments of the Lord. His failure to do so had a profound impact on the nation, leading the people of Israel into idolatry and rebellion against God. The spiritual corruption that began during Solomon's reign would continue to plague Israel for generations to come. Yet even in judgment, God showed mercy. Instead of completely destroying Solomon's legacy, God allowed one tribe, Judah, to remain under the control of Solomon's descendants. This was a fulfillment of God's promise to David that his line would endure forever, a promise that would ultimately be fulfilled in the coming of Jesus Christ, a descendant of David. This act of mercy demonstrated God's faithfulness to his covenant, even when his people were unfaithful. It also highlighted the importance of repentance and obedience in maintaining a relationship with God. Solomon's failure to heed God's warnings and his persistence in idolatry led to his downfall, but God's grace ensured that David's legacy would not be entirely erased. 5. Solomon's decline and legacy. As Solomon's life drew to a close, the full extent of his spiritual decline became apparent. Once the beloved and revered leader of a united Israel, Solomon was now a king whose heart had turned away from God. His life serves as a sobering reminder of the dangers of complacency and disobedience, even for those who are highly favored by God. The decline of Solomon's spiritual life was marked by his failure to deal with the temptations that came with power and wealth. Despite his unparalleled wisdom, Solomon allowed his love for foreign women and the political alliances they represented to lead him astray. His marriages to these women were not just personal choices, they were political maneuvers designed to secure peace and prosperity for Israel. However, these alliances came at the cost of his spiritual integrity. As Solomon's heart drifted further from God, so too did his kingdom. The prosperity and peace that had characterized the early years of his reign began to erode as the people of Israel followed their king into idolatry. The nation that had once been unified under the worship of the one true God was now divided by the worship of multiple gods, each with its own temple and set of rituals. Solomon's decline was not just a personal tragedy, it was a national one. His failure to remain faithful to God led to the division of Israel into two separate kingdoms, Israel in the north and Judah in the south. This division would lead to centuries of conflict and suffering, as both kingdoms struggled to maintain their identity and relationship with God. Despite his failings, Solomon's legacy is a complex one. He is remembered not only for his wisdom and achievements, but also for his shortcomings. His life serves as a warning to future generations about the dangers of pride, indulgence, and the consequences of turning away from God. Yet at the same time, his contributions to biblical literature, particularly the books of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon, continue to inspire and guide believers today. Solomon's story is a testament to the fact that even the greatest among us are not immune to temptation and sin. It highlights the importance of remaining faithful to God throughout one's life, regardless of the successes or blessings one may receive. Solomon's wisdom, wealth, and power could not save him from the consequences of his disobedience, and his story stands as a reminder that true greatness is found not in worldly achievements, but in a steadfast commitment to God. Final reflections. The life of King Solomon is one of the most compelling and instructive stories in the Bible. It is a story of extraordinary wisdom and achievement, but also of deep personal failure and divine judgment. Solomon's early devotion to God, marked by his request for wisdom and his acts of worship, set the stage for a reign of peace and prosperity that Israel had never seen before and would never see again. His writings in Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon continue to be treasured for their insight into human nature and the pursuit of a godly life. Yet Solomon's story is also one of warning. His marriages to foreign women, despite God's clear commandments, led him into idolatry and ultimately to his spiritual downfall. His disobedience brought about God's judgment, resulting in the division of the kingdom and the eventual decline of Israel. Solomon's life teaches us that wisdom alone is not enough to sustain a relationship with God. It must be accompanied by obedience and faithfulness. Solomon had the wisdom to know what was right, but he lacked the discipline to follow through on that knowledge, allowing his desires and political ambitions to lead him astray. His story serves as a powerful reminder that even the wisest and most favored individuals can fall if they do not remain vigilant in their commitment to God. In the end, Solomon's legacy is a mix of brilliance and tragedy. He was a king who had everything, wisdom, wealth, and power, yet lost his spiritual footing because he failed to heed God's commands. His life reminds us of the importance of remaining humble, obedient, and faithful to God, no matter how successful or powerful we may become. Solomon's fall was not inevitable. It was the result of choices he made. And those choices serve as a cautionary tale for all who seek to follow God, reminding us that faithfulness is a lifelong commitment that requires constant vigilance and devotion. Solomon's story continues to resonate with believers today because it speaks to the universal human experience of struggle, temptation, and the need for repentance. His wisdom still guides us, but his failures warn us of the consequences of turning away from God. In this way, Solomon's life remains a powerful and enduring lesson on the importance of remaining true to our faith, no matter what challenges we face.